Bethlehem is the birthplace of Jesus, and as Christmas approaches, our thoughts instinctively turn to this small town in the Holy Land, where the Christian message began. But what's the situation like for people living in Bethlehem nowadays? The separation barrier between Israel and the Palestinian territories has hit the town particularly hard by effectively cutting off easy access to the city of Jerusalem, located only 7 kilometres away. Brother Peter Bray is the Vice Chancellor at Bethlehem University, a Catholic institution open to students of all faith traditions. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, I think there's a really positive attitude. One of the things that impresses me about the Palestinians is their resilience. And the thing is that Christmas, for Bethlehem in particular, is really the day of the year. It's really when the whole Christian world focuses on this place. And so people sort of rise above the hassles that have been and focus on celebrating this special day. So the sense here on campus and my sense within Bethlehem is that there's a very positive attitude around.
And are there many pilgrims planning to come?
Planning, I'm not sure about, but during the course of the attack on Gaza, many of the pilgrim groups are cancelled. There has been a steady flow since, but I suspect not as many as had originally planned to come. But there's still quite a number of pilgrims around.
You mentioned Gaza there, and of course there was the recent Israeli offensive there that caused widespread damage. How difficult is life there in Gaza right now?
Well, I haven't been down since then, but I was talking to a priest from the United States who was down there during the course of this week. And it is very, very difficult in terms of the housing that has been destroyed. He stayed with a group of sisters whose house wasn't damaged directly, but nearby a building was destroyed. And there were ramifications for their house. And in terms of the fear that was generated because they weren't sure whether they were going to be hit or not, I think all of those sorts of things are still ongoing. But it's difficult. We have around 450 graduates and students from in Gaza, and as far as we know, none of them have been injured in the recent attack. We had our students during that time here connecting with students and graduates down there and, you know, support of them, and they really appreciated that.
What about the restrictions on movement owing to the separation barrier and the Israeli military checkpoints throughout the West Bank and Gaza?
Well, we are continually confronted by that, and our students, particularly our students from East Jerusalem who have to come through to get here, often are late to class and have difficulty when they go back into Jerusalem. But that's just part of life here. And, you know, that resilience, that's just what it takes. If they're going to come to Bethlehem University, then this is what is involved. But the restrictions on our faculty, like we have one person just this morning, he told me he had applied to go into Jerusalem because he had relatives from overseas who had come to Jerusalem and had applied to go and see them and was denied. And he'd applied 3 weeks ago and found out that he can't go, he just doesn't have permission for that. And one of the things that I find particularly galling is that I can go up to the Galilee, and I have intentions of going up in the near future. But some of our students who are born here in Bethlehem have never been to the Galilee because they can't get permission to go through the wall to get up there. And so those sorts of restrictions, which means that our religious education program, for example, which talks about Jesus's journeys and where he lived and whatever, and I just find it strange that being in the land where this happened, we can't take some of our students to those places. So there are restrictions continually confronting people, particularly the Palestinians who are living here in Bethlehem. That's part of their daily life. They can look into Jerusalem, but they can't go there.
Do you and other people there get the feeling that these restrictions are getting worse, or are they more or less staying the same?
Well, they're unpredictable. Sometimes I get the impression that it's much more lax and people can get through easily, and then other times it just tightens up. And the unpredictability is the thing that makes it awkward. Like often when I have a meeting in Jerusalem, which is only 7 kilometres away, I have to allow at least an hour to get in there because I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through the checkpoint. Sometimes I can get in there in, you know, 15 minutes. Other times it's an hour and a quarter, an hour and a half. So it's that unpredictability that is the overriding, I suppose, experience of going through the checkpoints.
How do Palestinians see their future, and for that matter, that of the long-stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process? I mean, we did see the recent UN recognition of Palestine as an observer state, similar to that of the Holy See. But do Palestinians feel that this will somehow improve their lot on the ground, or is this seen mostly as a symbolic act?
Well, I think one of the things that is part of their reality is that they've been promised so many times that things were going to get better and things were going to get better, and it hasn't happened. And so I think there's a wariness about the impact of this. It sounds good, it looks nice, but in terms of what's happening on the ground with the Israeli commitment to extend the settlements, if that goes ahead, that's going to be make it even worse for the Palestinians. So I think there was a gratitude that the rest of the world recognized Palestine in a certain way. But in terms of how it's going to impact their daily lives, I think there's a certain wariness and skepticism about it.